Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, as Chris said, we hope to be visiting with Scott Dewey here in a moment. He's one of the leaders for the Retrieving Program, the Retrieving Freedom Program, and the other one is in Mississippi. Scott actually is from Waverly. So as we announced, the Retrieving Freedom Program is a nonprofit corporation that trains service dogs for placement in three main areas. And the most recent area they've added is the children with diabetes. I think they started with the dogs for veterans and then children with autism. And I know some of you know that the programs that include dogs for all of these service reasons, you know, we're sort of familiar with the service dogs for the blind. That's been happening for a long time. But I think with working with dogs and research and so on, just found that dogs can do so many things that we really probably never even thought about. Dogs have been service dogs in different ways, you know, on the farm for eons in terms of doing work. But we're finding that dogs can do much more than we thought they could. Scott has been training those dogs. He had lots of experience in terms of training dogs. He worked for 14 years in competition retrievers, and that kept him on the road. So he said he really wanted to do something where he wasn't on the road so much, and found this need. I mean, the need is pretty obvious out there, for especially for veterans that are coming back from all sorts of duty and just have all kinds of problems. And they find that the dogs are good companions in many ways and can do lots of work. And again, for autism, for diabetes, dogs can be trained to do almost anything. Open doors, turn on lights, find a task that a person needs help with. You probably can train a dog to do almost any of those. And, of course, training is a really important part of this program. You start with the puppies, and I have to mention that one of those puppies in the program now was donated by Dr. Fritz Beyer, and he's the person who said, we need to talk about this program, and I absolutely agree. So many of the dogs do come as donations, but, of course, you can also donate money, and we'll talk about that website. But starting with the puppies, they are raised by a family, you know, initially in that first puppy part of their lives to get them very acclimated to families. But then they're moved on to other families where more training begins. And then finally, the training becomes much more specific because each dog is trained to work with one person. This isn't a program where one dog fits all. They are trained specifically to work with the person in need. And part of this dog's training involves going to military families and subcultures class. It's a class at Wartburg College. They do that twice a week. And the 27 students there get to better understand the use of service dogs and help Scott with this training. So, as I mentioned, the dogs can just do so many different things. Very good companions, but also very good work dogs. Now, like many organizations, corporations, and people are now contributing to this cause industry-wide, and you can go to their website. If you just search Retrieving Freedom, you'll come up with all kinds of information about the program and about how you could donate. Perhaps you have, if you are a dog raiser, perhaps you have a dog that you would like to donate, or else, of course, you can always donate funds. And one of the things that we wanted to visit with Scott about, of course, is the kinds of characteristics that they look for in a dog. Probably not just every dog going down the street is going to be able to be trained in this kind of thing, but the dogs have to, of course, be very, very much companionable. But also, as you're talking about the purpose here, some of the dogs go to veterans who do not have any physical disabilities, but some may have. And then we're talking about dogs for children with autism and children with diabetes. So we're talking about different sizes here of people, maybe small children compared to grown adults. We're talking about different energy levels of folks. We're talking about different mental abilities, you know, physical abilities. So again, going back to this one dog for one person to fit that person's needs and abilities at the time. I'm just always amazed, even before this, finding out about this program, of what all dogs can do. And this, I think the Dogs for Children with Diabetes is probably a more recent addition. And we do have in the area I believe she's a teenager. I don't have lots of details on it, but one with diabetes. And the dog tells her when her sugar levels are not the right way. So it's just absolutely amazing what animals can do for us. And this dog program is just one more example. So again, if you are interested in finding out more about this program, one of the people you could talk to is Dr. Fritz Beyer, but you can go online to Retrieving Freedom and, again, find out all the information. One of the things that I found I should mention when I went to the website is that one of the people, not Scott, but another one of the leaders, was interviewed on CBS, Good Morning America, whatever that is, and had pictures of the dogs and, you know, found out more about the training and the care and all that sort of thing. Really fun to watch that video on your computer. So that's one of the things you can find there. So perhaps we'll have a chance again here sometime to visit with Scott and find out more about the selection, care, and training of service dogs for these particular people. Until next time, well, we've said dogs are man's best friend. I think in this case, dogs are children's, women's, and men's best friend.